it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you guys on this wonderful, wonderful Red Friday, getting you ready for week two between the Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles. I think Xavier Worthy is going to play. I just got a hunch. I don't think Andy puts him out there on Thursday and Friday without any intention in him playing. Now, I don't know what his role can be, but this just feels to me like a game time decision. We wake up on Sunday and we get those flurry of tweets from the NFL insiders that give you the update for your fantasy teams on who plays and doesn't play. The fact that he can already go back on the practice field, to me, really confirms what we heard Danan say earlier in the week when he talked about this being a pain management thing.
The only concern that I have for Xavier Worthy and that day-to-day injury is because he's not a bulky guy. He's not a big receiver. He's not Juju Smith-Schuster. He's not DeAndre Hopkins. He's not the bigger, even Rashee Rice. So you kind of wonder about the fragility of it, but the pain tolerance itself. I played with two subluxating shoulders, and for all the medical people out there that know that, if you remember, now I'm really dating myself, remember in Lethal Weapon with Mel Gibson,
when
his shoulder popped out, and he would hit it on the wall and pop it back in? That's because his shoulder was subluxating. That means it would pop in and out on a random. It doesn't matter if you hit somebody. It doesn't matter if you just made a quick movement. That's what can happen. I played with that. There were times where I had to labor to actually lift my right arm above my head while I was running a route, and to get a ball that was thrown over my head that I had to like scream to myself just to pull my arm up above my head.
How painful is that?
And it's painful, but it's manageable.
Okay.
And the game is, I mean, that's how it is. Obviously, you know, the game is about managing pain.
So that was Danny Hughes earlier this week talking about Xavier Worthy and that this injury is much more of a pain management thing. If the Chiefs have made the determination that he doesn't need surgery, and this is just how do you stabilize his shoulder? How comfortable does he feel? Does he feel comfortable enough to fall on it and get back up and do the things that he needs to do to play at a productive level? I think he's going to have some involvement in the game. Now, obviously, I could end up being wrong on this thing, and this was just he's going to practice this week. He'll practice next week. We'll see how things go. Nate's going to join us here coming up in the next 30 minutes, so we'll get his thoughts and his opinion on whether or not Xavier Worthy is going to play. But again, call it a hunch. I think that he goes out there on Sunday. Rob, where are you at on this? Do you think Xavier Worthy is going to be active and suit up against the Eagles?
So I think he is going to be active and suit up. I don't think that's the best decision. Like, I know we've been hyping this game up all week, and First Things First in town, and Fox Sports doing their pregame show from both the parking lot and at Power and Light. And they're 0-1, and the numbers for 0-2 are bad. I don't want to diminish the game, but it's still week two of the NFL season. I would not rush Xavier Worthy back. Hey, he's practicing. Let's try to keep him up to speed. Let's let him have a week off. Let's get him back and implement in the offense against the Giants. And frankly, in 2 weeks when they play the Ravens, that to me is a much bigger AFC, more on the line game than the rematch against the Eagles this weekend. I understand all the reasons why you'd want him out there, but I think they are going to try to have him give it a go. I don't think that's the best plan. I would much rather ice him down 1 week and have him closer to 100% against the Ravens than push him against the Eagles. Something bad could happen.
Yeah, I just don't know if you're going to be close to 100% with the kind of injury that he has. And that's why, to me, if they don't think that surgery is the option and we think that he is going to play next Sunday as opposed to this one, your dislocated shoulder and the muscles and tendons around it, it ain't getting that much better in 5-6 days. And that's why I say it's just a pain management thing. Do you have the ability to stabilize this thing? And ultimately, when he gets hit on his shoulder and driven to the ground, are you going to be able to keep it where it is? Can he get back up and can he repeat the process? And if you feel comfortable enough in doing that and you trust your medical staff and your team, I don't know why you at least wouldn't give it a go. I do think he at least goes out there and works out on Sunday.
100% he warms up. 100%. That video is kind of like, I listen to that. It'll be 1:15. It'll be halftime of the noon game. And that video from a Harold Kuntz or a whoever is going to have him warming up and get Chiefs fans excited. It's worth noting the official injury report is out. He's listed as doubtful.
Yeah, which makes sense.
I think he'll warm up, and I think he's very game time decision-ish. If I was Andy Reid and I was in charge of the Chiefs, I would say, you are not playing today, but please warm up as if you are, and we'll have you back to full go for the Giants next week. But I do think you're right. I do think he is going to give it everything he's got to try to get out there, but I do not think he's going to end up playing.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.